I have a couple of quick comments. Firstly, on the background section, presumably that will be amended because it now reflects the opinion of the group of experts. So just as a matter of form, that needs to change. And then I take on board absolutely the point just made by our distinguished chairman. In Appendix 1, it's not necessarily the case that the plate will be aluminium or metal. We did say that, and it actually says in the next sentence, a very strong and resilient plastic would also be an option. So I don't know whether we want to slightly play with that, because the first second sentence and the second sentence to some extent are in opposition to each other. Now, we may want to make it clear that one option is that it should be aluminium or other rust free metal, plastic would also be another option. Or perhaps you think that the wording as it stands is fine because it says this is not mandatory, and plastic would also be an option. I just feel in English it's a little bit awkwardly drafted at the moment. I don't know whether we can make it clear that it can be aluminium, metal or plastic, as long as it obviously complies with the general need for robustness. And then, yes, we agreed that we would put in the reference to the bogies in Appendix 2, but also Appendix 2 refers to examples of definitions of certain types of railway rolling stock, and Exhibit 3 contains images, and of course I haven't got images with my version of the document, so I presume that that we have them, we just didn't attach them. So I'm sure we did do some work on images originally. So that's missing at the moment from the document. Thank you.